Hello and welcome. My name is Teddy and you're listening to the Impeccable 20-somethings podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about the roles that exist in a relationship. Have you wondered why on earth do we put ourselves through all of that drama? Why do women have to cook? Why do men have to be the ones going to work? Why do men have to be the ones having the free chill? The ones that have to hang out with your guys later in the week or in the day? Why all that drama? Why do the women have to be in the house? Why does she have to wear clothes that cover every part of her body? Why can't she try to show some cleavage? Why should she have to do some things that men don't do? Why should she have to be conservative about her heart? Why can't she be a player? Why can't she do anything really except being domestic? Well, all these are questions that we need to ask ourselves when it comes to being in a relationship, and these roles that we try as much as possible to keep. One time I was talking to a friend and she was like, her boyfriend likes his food in a certain way, so she has to make it that way. And I was like, wait, what if you just put the food on the plate? I mean, at the end of the day, it goes down his stomach. But she's like, no, he wouldn't want to eat it if it's not in the way he likes it. And that's the work of her. Like, when he's trying to get his own food, he doesn't do it that way. But if she's around, she has to do it that way. You know, and I'm wondering, wait, why on earth do we put ourselves through that kind of punishment? I mean, she wasn't complaining. But it would definitely toll on her at some point she would want to do something different. So let's think about these roles that we place in relationships. I mean, society isn't helping either, because when it comes to a relationship, socially a woman should be indoors. Socially a woman should not be the party person. She should be the conservative person, the traditional person, while the guy should be anything he wants to be. That's the social expectation for a relationship. Man, haven't you guys thought about it? What do you think that picture is making for every relationship? That's definitely destroying relationships. I mean, most of the relationship fails and divorces have had to end, have come into existence because of these roles that we place. You know, it has to stop. We have to stop trying to make people be in a certain way. We have to stop trying to make people act in a certain way. Because at the end of the day, these people are people and they have intentions to be something, you know. So when you keep trying to place something else on them, it only stays for a while and then, boom, everything blows in the face of society. And we're like, oh, it wasn't real. Oh, she wasn't real. Well, they couldn't have been real if they had to keep up with the standard of society, you know. So in essence, what I'm trying to say is this: a woman doesn't have to be the one to be domestic. A woman can also be the player. A woman can be the party person. A woman can actually hang out with her friends. A woman can actually go out, you know, and then the man could take care of every other thing. A woman can do anything else. The man can also do anything. I mean, it doesn't really, like, there shouldn't be any division of labor according to gender. That shouldn't even be a thing. Like, these are, you know, extreme measures that we place on a relationship. A relationship should be beautiful. It should be loving. It should be, you know, fun. I mean, there are times where, like, we have to struggle with the other person's personality, but let's not add society's personality on it. Let's not put so much pressure on people that are trying to be in love, you know. And then we keep complaining, oh, we don't love right, we don't love. I mean, we try to love right, but then with society adding to the struggle that we have to go through, it doesn't make it any easier. So why don't we try as much as possible to stop putting so much emphasis on what a woman should be like in a relationship or what a man should be like in a relationship? If he doesn't have a job, help him find one. But that doesn't mean he's finding the job just because he has to take care of you as a woman. No, he has to find the job because he has to take care of himself. And then at the end of the day, when you get married and you're together and having kids, it is possible for him to take care of everything that is needed to be taken care of if you cannot help, you know? So that's the whole thing. It's supposed to... See, personally, I feel like a relationship should be about partnership. You bring in something, I bring in something. But that doesn't mean that has to be permanent. Like, so if I'm bringing in my cake and then you're bringing in your bread, that becomes permanent. Okay, every day we bring in bread and cake. No, we can try other things, you know. Try whatever else that will make us have fun in the relationship. Let's just explore. Especially for us young 20-somethings, you know. We really, really have a lot to explore. We have a lot to experience. So why do we want to stay stuck to all the archaic expectations, all the archaic laws and rules that weren't even written, you know? Why do we have to tie ourselves to what is expected of us when we can actually fly? We can soar into the air and, like, be so big and be so wide and wild, you know? Just be whoever we can be in a relationship. And trust me, a relationship is the best place to be whoever you want to be. You can try to pretend about yourself in the office just because you need that money, but you don't owe it to anybody to be something else when you're in a relationship. You know, you just have to be yourself. And so putting on all the attire that come with roles, all the struggle, tying yourself to, oh, I should be this way, and then you pressure yourself to meet up to that standard, putting on all of that on your relationship makes you a different person from who you are. And then you struggling to be yourself while you're wearing that attire isn't going to work at all. So for us 20-somethings, let us look deeper into this life, into our picture, the picture we're painting, and make a good decision about how we want to enjoy it. You know, you don't want all these roles. Try not putting yourself tied or bound to something. Try being yourself. Okay, you have a girlfriend. Do what you think women should do and see how it feels. If it's something you don't like doing, well, you tell it to your partner and see, you know, you guys try things out. Do what you think the other person should do and try it out and see how fun it could be, you know. But don't do it because if you know you cannot do it, it's not something you like. Yay, you've tried it. It's just something you don't like, and that's different. But if you don't try it and then you end up trying to say, oh, society said this, you've not tried it, and you're trying to adhere to the laws of society that would change. You know, in fact, it's changing right now. People are trying to be something else. So to those that are trying to hold on to all the laws and the ideas and the hopes and the expectations of society, let's move on. We can do it. Let's move on and be something, you know, and have fun in our relationships. Let's not be part of the people that have relationship fails. We can do better. So yay. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Tenny. This is me signing out. That's me signing out. Bye.